Victoria Ocampo, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, Ocampo. Two complaints, headache, sore throat, number two, lots of swelling in my neck, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Also, I've had nausea for the past 2 weeks off and on. Our patient is an 18-year-old young woman who's on her period right now, comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 weeks, period, paragraph. She had recently was treated with COVID-19 and subsequently had nausea and vomiting and was treated with PPIs with good response. Patient has never had an H. pylori done, and we need to make sure she doesn't have any evidence of gallstones. Allergy, none on drug allergy, medications, none, medical problems, GERD, surgery, none, social, no smoking, no drinking. She's in high school. She's planning on going to college next year. COVID immunization, none, family history, none, contributory, except for hypertension in dad and diabetes in grandmother. She's 119 pounds, 99%, 98.4, 16, 62, 101 over 60. Her weight has not changed any. Heart positive 2, lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft, it's slight epigastric tenderness, neck shows, anterior and posterior lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash around the cusp with amnesia, logical, non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, positive strep. Number two, negative flu. Number four, Dracarosephin, a gram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number is Amoxil, 502 POBID. Next one is Protonix for nausea and vomiting. Next one is Zofran, PRN. Next one is if not better, we'll do an H. pylori. Next one is come back for blood work when she feels better per patient's choice. Next number, above findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my clinic. And giving patient and mom ample time to ask questions before leaving. Thank you.